It's been a while since I've used PowerPoint. Why is the Word of God so important? Why is this book that was given to us so many, many years ago still important to us today as believers? Why did Jesus tell this parable about seeds and soils to illustrate the different ways that our hearts receive the perfect Word of God? So in this parable, we see that the seed is perfect. There's nothing wrong with the seed. But it's our hearts that are not perfect. And by its very nature, the purpose of a seed is to grow. When I was younger, we used to do gardening lessons. I wasn't too much of a fan of those, still am not. But what I did learn, one of the basics that I still remember, is that when you plant a seed into a pot of soil, the purpose is that that seed is supposed to grow into a plant, whether that's a dandelion, a rose, or whatever plant that is supposed to grow. You see, God wants to grow within each of our hearts, bringing something new and alive to what once was just soil. The word of God has the power to bring life into our deadness, in our sin. It has the power to raise our death into life. You see, God wants to bless and bring life into every aspect of our lives, from the smallest things to the biggest things. We have to be willing to give it to Him. We have to be willing to let Him into our hearts, to let the seed into the soil and allow it to take root and grow. Because the seed can't grow if it's on the surface, like the rocky path. If we don't allow Him into our hearts, He can't grow within us. He can't take that bit that is dead that we don't want to give Him, our sin, our shame. He can't take that and give us something new. In 2 Timothy 3, verse 16 to 7, it says, "All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." You see, this book is not dead. This is not like a Harry Potter book that you can just buy and then finish it and return it. This is a book that is alive. God has breathed life into this book. His own very spirit is within the words, within the letters, within the verses, the letters. He has breathed life into the Bible. And it is useful for us as believers through our daily life for teaching, so we can teach others in Christ, so we can teach each other more about Christ, to teach those who don't know Him, that who don't know the light. We can teach them about the good news that is the gospel, the reviving news that is Jesus Christ. It's good for correcting. Sometimes we fall off the path. Sometimes we make mistakes. We are sinners by nature. But as this book, we can correct one another. We can be useful to one another and just, you know, kindly tell one another that this is wrong, that this is not the way that God wants you to go. Because here, it says here in the word, this is useful for training in righteousness, so that we can be better servants, so we can be more faithful, that we can have an increase in faith and trust in the Lord. He has given us this book so that we can be equipped. We are not alone in this life. We don't have to walk alone in this life. We have the Holy Spirit, which is a gift of its own, but we have this word. It's like a tool belt. I don't know that much about tool belts, but I know there's a hammer, there's a screwdriver. And they all have things that are for different uses. In that same way, this book, each chapter, each verse can be useful for a different thing in your life, something that you are struggling. You can use this word. You can use this verse for that section of your life. In Psalm 119, verse 105, it says, "Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path." It is so easy to walk in this life in darkness. It is so easy to become like just depressed and succumbed by the darkness that we feel like there's no way out. But this word is a lamp. We are walking in this life with a lamp in the darkness. This thing is lighting up. We're walking and it's lighting up. It's lighting up while we're walking. Because He wants this word, it has power. You need to believe that the word of God has power to transform, to renew, to bring life. In Matthew 4, verse 4, it says, "Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." In this chapter of Matthew, chapter 4, Jesus uses this verse. He quotes this verse from Deuteronomy 8, verse 3, to battle Satan's temptations. The devil is against us, guys. He doesn't want this kingdom to prevail. He doesn't want people to be saved. So he will try to tempt us with sin. He will try to tempt us with darkness. But this word we can use to battle that. This is the truth. There's no two ways about it. You can't go around it. This is the truth. Whether you like it or not, the word of God is the truth. And we can use that in our lives to battle Satan's temptations. You see, bread is a source of carbohydrates, which provides us with energy for our physical needs. But in the same way, the word of God is needed for us to be spiritually alive, for us to have life, for us to have energy, to keep going in our journey with God. I want to end with this verse, Hebrews 4, verse 12. For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. This word is active. It is still living to this day. It's still speaking. God is still speaking in his word. Once you understand the power that is in this word that God has given to you, the truth that is in this word that God has given to you, then you know how to go about life. Once you know that your identity is in what Jesus says that you are, you can fight off anything that anyone tries to say. If you have thoughts that are saying, oh, I'm worthless, I'm not worth anything, the word says that you are. You are so worthy that Jesus died on the cross for your sins. That is how much that you are valued in the eyes of God. So there's no thought that can come into your head that is going to take hold of you, because once you believe in the authority of the Bible, you can keep going in life. You can keep walking the narrow path, because it's hard. It is so hard. But we have a helper. We have this book as a guide. We have this book, his word, that is alive. So guys, I encourage you, if it's been a long time since you've read the Bible, read it. Even if it's just a verse, even if it's a chapter, whatever it is, whatever you can do, read the word, because there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in his word. The power that he has breathed life into this. Let us pray. Father God, I thank you so much for your word, Lord. I thank you that we don't have to do this alone, Lord. That you have given us this word, your powerful word, Lord, as instructions, as a way to live, as a way that we can go through this life not being alone, not feeling alone. Lord, I thank you that this word is a letter of encouragement, of hope, Lord. That in times where we feel hopeless, Lord, that there is testimonies of so many people that once lived, where they went through similar situations to us, but they came across to the other side. There are stories of how you prevailed in people's lives and how you can prevail in our lives, Lord, if we let you. So, Father God, I pray, would you help us to open our hearts to you? Help us to open our hearts so that you can move within us, so that you can take roots within us, so that we can believe in you, Lord. I pray, would you help us with our unbelief at times, Lord? In times where we think that our situation is worse, our situation is greater, that is the worst thing in the world, Lord, I pray, would you help us to focus on you? Set our eyes above, and not on the things of this world, but on the things of above, Lord. On the power that you hold, we believe in that. That there is power in the mighty name of Jesus. So Lord, I just thank you so much for your word. I thank you that we are blessed to have this as help. That we are blessed to have this as authority in our lives, as truth in our lives, Lord. I just thank you, Lord, in your mighty name, Lord, I pray. Amen. Amen.